Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A few things you may not know or remember about Tim Duncan. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. San Antonio Spurs won their fifth NBA championship Sunday night by completing their improbable beatdown of the Miami Heat in five games. The Spurs parlayed last year's heartbreaking defeat to the defending NBA champs with renewed determination and an improved roster to give coach Greg Popovich and center Tim Duncan championships in each of the last three decades, starting in 1999. Of all the great stories about the Spurs, including UNC's Danny Green being cut twice from the team before setting the NBA Finals three-point record last year, Duncan is far and away the best. The incredibly durable 38-year-old Sure Hall of Famer has had a quiet career playing for the same team in the same town for the same coach since graduating in 1997 from Wake Forest, which had led to two straight ACC championships before being dethroned by Carolina his senior year. Duncan is from the Virgin Islands and was an afterthought as the third foreign big man signed by Wake in 1993. The two others considered much better prospects were Spaniard Ricardo Peral and a name you may find familiar, Maktar Njai. Peral sat out his freshman year at Wake because it was learned he had been paid playing for Real Madrid, and Njai never suited up for the Deacons because of violations Wake Forest committed in recruiting him. Duncan started by default and became the team's third-best player behind Randolph Childress and Trelawney Owens. As a freshman, he surprised the ACC by averaging just under 10 points and 10 rebounds in all 33 games and blocking 124 shots. That's 114 more than anyone else on the team. In 4 years, he never missed a game for the Deacons, was three-time All-ACC and two-time ACC Player of the Year. Peral did play for Wake Forest and was a so-so sub, while Njai went to Michigan and eventually transferred to Carolina, where he turned out to be more trouble than he was worth. Duncan will announce this offseason whether his fifth NBA title will be his last, but the 14-time NBA All-Star finally may get the credit as one of the best and steadiest players in the history of the NBA. Still soft-spoken off the court, who lets his savvy and passion for the game speak for him on it, Duncan deserves every accolade bestowed upon him, and more, for grace and class over his great career. This is Archansky. See ya.